Good evening. This is Life Rattle, your story show. I'm your host, Lori Callis. Tonight, on Life Rattle number 1363, we feature two new stories by Life Rattle writer Gabriel Michelli. Gabriel Michelli was born in Sao Paulo, Brazil, in 1993, the elder of two children, to his father, an architect from Argentina, and his mother, a flight attendant from Brazil. His family moved to Laval, Quebec, when Gabriel was 2 years old, then to Toronto when he was four. When he turned seven, his sister was born, and the family moved to the suburbs of Mississauga. Gabriel Michelli recently graduated from university, where he studied history and political science, and is now studying human resources. He enjoys reading the classics, playing guitar, and writing. Gabriel Michelli writes thoughtful, gentle prose that drifts over you and then surprises you with its acuity. In both of tonight's stories, we hear of another's romantic woes. Magic in Gabriel's storytelling is that when we listen, we feel as if we have walked in the narrator's shoes. The emotions Gabriel delves into are so universal that the barrier between reader and writer dissolves. Tonight's first story takes place just as night falls on Canada Day, in a park filled with a multitude of people out to enjoy the festivities. A passing woman's temporary tattoo brings a flood of bittersweet memories to our young narrator. Let's listen now as Gabriel Michelli reads his story, Fireworks, tonight on Life Rattle.
Fireworks by Gabriel Michelli. Screams and laughter echo all around. A band plays off in the corner. Children run, laughing as they swing their flashing swords through the air. Their worried mothers chase after them, trying not to lose their children in the darkness. I stand in the parking lot with a few friends, waiting for the fireworks to start. We arrived late and couldn't find a spot on the crowded hill, where people cover every inch of space. A gentle breeze sweeps in from behind and brings relief. All day, the weather has been hot and humid, but it's typical for July 1st. My friends next to me watch the stage, listen to the band, and chat about a cute girl and how she's a friend of so-and-so. I don't pay too much attention. The smell of popcorn floods my nose, and I drift off into memories of last year. Loud cheering cuts into my thoughts as a woman on stage talks about how all of this was possible because of some company. I look and smile, just as everyone does. Just as she finishes, a girl steps in front of me. Her face isn't familiar, but the tiny red and white flags on her cheeks are. I think to last year and remember how I stood over the water fountain, cold water streaming between my fingers as I held a tattoo under the nozzle. How my hands shook as I peeled the protective covering from the back and placed a sticker on each of her cheeks. I remember how warm her cheeks felt and how they moved as she smiled. "Hey, are you okay?" my friends ask. "Yeah, sorry, I was just thinking about something," I chuckle as I reply. More people surround us as the national anthem plays and the patriotic singing begins. The anthem ends with a loud echo of clapping, and the first shot is fired. The sky fills with streams of green. Music follows as more fireworks shoot up. Two lines of white curve out to the sides. Lines of red soar above them in the middle. a bouquet of roses. Just beneath this glowing sky, a tall guy stands with his girlfriend, her head nestled on his shoulder as they gaze at the fireworks. I think back to last year and remember how it felt when she stood in front of me and rested her head on my chest. How I put my arms around her and how she slid her fingers between mine. My heart raced from the beauty of it all. There's a stillness in the air as the fireworks end, and that last flare fades away in the black night sky. "Let's go," my friends say. I run after them. We zigzag through families, packing up their blankets, and past a couple reclining on the grass, holding hands and talking. We wait our turn as people sardine through the single exit, and I wonder what the couple are talking about. Do they laugh and joke like we did? Do they feel the way we felt? Will they remember this day like I remember ours? As I make it through the gate, my friends tell me to cut left. I do, and they follow behind. We run out and maneuver our way through the stopped cars. Once we get away from the crowd, we catch our breath and laugh. "Today was a good day," one of them says. "Yeah, it was," I smile softly.
That was Gabriel Michelli reading his story, Fireworks. In our second featured story, we meet our narrator again as he supports a friend through her own heartbreak. He responds to her suffering with the warmth, affection, tact, and touch of humor that every soul enduring romantic rejection deeply needs. Let's listen now as Gabriel Michelli reads his story, What's So Funny?
What's So Funny? By Gabriel Michelli. I just don't get it. Her voice, angry and upset, echoes through the room. Silence settles around us for a moment, and then an orchestra of crying and sniffing begins. Tears of black roll down her cheeks, each carving a path of sorrow. She sits cross-legged on the bed, her black sweatpants drape over her legs, her hair arranged in a messy bun with ends standing out from all parts. Her body slumps in an expression of defeat. I sit, legs hanging over the edge of her bed, and stare at the wall. I remember all of it, the nights, the fights, the tears and smiles. "What did I do wrong?" her voice breaks. She looks at me, sorrow in her eyes, her beautiful blue eyes that usually wear happiness and love as though painted by an artist, now brushed with despair and gloom. She looks lost and afraid as she patiently waits for a response, hoping to find solace and comfort. I'm confused and don't know what to say to her. I know that nothing I say will bring her comfort. I don't know. I wish I did, but I don't, I say, looking at her. You know, every time I looked into his eyes, I saw my life with him. I saw our house, our wedding day, and him walking down the aisle towards me. I saw me waking up to his gorgeous smile and scruffy hair. I saw us sitting by a fire and drinking wine. I saw us raising a family. She cries. She cries all this out, with the realization that everything she's worked for in her relationship has ended. Her sacrifices of going to a school close to him, opening herself up to him, and preventing her pride from getting in the way in arguments for 4 years has only led to this. Her sitting in her room on a Friday night, trying to pick up the pieces of her life, a life that no longer includes him. the person she trusted with everything, would not be in her life anymore when the sun rose. I don't know what to say. Nothing I can say would make any sense of his decision to leave her. I'm not him. I don't know what to tell her. I chuckle. You know, it's funny, I say. How is this funny? She snaps. No. Not that it's funny that this happened, but what you said. What? About my life with him? How is that funny? The anger in her voice rises. No, it's just when you said you looked into his eyes and saw your whole life with him. I mean, I always hear people say they look into other people's eyes and see their soul or beauty. I've never seen any of that. Oh yeah? Well, what do you see? Every time I look into someone's eyes, I see a moment. I see my perfect moment with that person. For each person's different. Some are fantasies, others realities, I tell her calmly. She looks confused, lost in thought. Then she looks directly at me. This time, her eyes have conviction. She's interested. What do you see when you look in my eyes? What's our perfect moment? She asks, searching for escape in the moment. Our perfect moment already happened, I whispered to her. Really? When was it? She prods. It was an ordinary day. We had gone to the mall. I can't remember which store you went into, but I remember not wanting to go in. So I went ahead to the lower level and sat down on one of the couches, facing the escalator. I looked down, unable to hold her gaze as I shared my memory. Then you stepped onto the escalator. You were talking to one of your friends. Slowly, the escalator came down, and you laughed and tossed your hair back. The sun was right behind you, and the light hit you perfectly. A glowing frame of sunlight outlined your silhouette. I could hear your laugh as I followed you down with my eyes. You walked over, and you jokingly said, "Hey, ugly, let's go." I lift my head and look at her. Every time I look at you and into your eyes, I think to that moment. How happy you were and how effortless it all seemed. Suddenly, I'm hit, and her soft hair is in my face, and her hands clench the back of my shirt. Her face nuzzles against my shoulder as she begins to cry again. I raise my hand to her back and gently stroke her. She pulls away ever so slowly, stopping at my cheek, and plants a gentle kiss. "Thank you. You know I love you," she whispers. She turns, rests her back against my ribs, and cuddles my arm. We sit in silence. She laughs. "What's so funny?" I ask. "I'm just imagining my perfect moment with different people," she says. Laughter radiates from her voice.
That was Gabriel Michelli reading his story, What's So Funny? This concludes Life Rattle number 1363. My name is Lori Callis. I had the pleasure of recording Gabriel reading his stories. You can read Gabriel's story, Fireworks, in last year's festival anthology, The Totally Unknown Writers Festival 2015 Stories, available in the publishing section of the Life Rattle website. Life Rattle was created by Arnie Ackman and Guy Allen. Be sure to tune in to our next show for more news stories.